Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today and this last 2 weeks, man, we've been working on just life itself. And, you know, I made a commitment 2 weeks ago to follow through doing the radio show every day and keep you in touch with what we believe to be the reality. Here's what I see, guys. This is where we're at 2 weeks into my watching this closely, is that, hey, we need to watch six different things in our life. Here are the six I've written down, been following all last 2 weeks, is health, food, supplies, I'm counting those as one, your income, your security, and your investments. I've asked you to send questions in on anything you want to discuss. Anything I don't know, I'll try to look up and find out. But I'm trying to be a conduit. Why am I trying to be a conduit? Because I believe that the Republicans are trying to put a positive spin on this thing because they want to make it look like Donald Trump did a great job. And we're not going to question what's been and not been done so far. And then the Democrats are trying to put a negative spin on it, saying that Donald Trump messed this whole thing up. The reality is, if you want the down-the-middle, lineless slice like a slice of bread, you know, can be, just as honest as can be, is that no president could have done anything about this. We think the Chinese had it for a long time and didn't tell us and wouldn't tell us, so we'd like to blame the Chinese. But even blaming the Chinese doesn't do us any good. This is a world pandemic. We're not ready for it. We haven't been ready for it. And there's no reason for us to be ready for it because it's never happened before like this. Hence, you can't prepare for what you have no idea. It's almost like a sci-fi. You know, this is almost like a sci-fi picture right now that the entire world comes down with the same pandemic. If you were watching this on TV, it'd be a great movie, right? People are all unemployed. The world is shutting down. Everybody's sick. Thousands of people are getting sick and hundreds of people are dying, with the promise of even more. So politically, where we're at, it's irrelevant where we're at politically. There's only enough money and supplies to go around, and I think Trump and his people are fighting with the Democrats as to where those things go. Quite honestly, who has created and or not created, I wouldn't say, it's not the way to say it, who has had the worst cases have all been Democratic-controlled areas. Democratically-controlled cities and democratically-controlled states have had the worst outbreak. I'm not putting a finger there. I'm not enough of a scientist to figure that one out. I'm not enough of a sociologist to figure that one out. But gosh, let the numbers speak to the unhealthy way of life that's being lived in these conglomerations of people. Is it the location, how tight they are together? Is it how many people from other countries that come in all the time? Nobody knows, but they're there. And so now what they want to do is the people that live in those areas want to come out to other areas where there's not as much problem. And so they're spreading the stuff. That's it, guys. You know, every virus has to spread from one person to another. So there, we're all in the same boat now. They've got to us. Now, the next thing is, should we stay hunkered down? The president came up today and said, okay, we're going to go until April 30th now. Right? This is our new shelter-in-place orders till April 30th. Friends, the shelter-in-place thing is not that big a problem. The problem is that the government is telling people they don't have to pay their bills. They're telling people that they're going to get free money for not working. Why do I say this? Because there are lots of businesses that are still open. Whether you realize it or not, there are a lot of businesses that are still open and trying to support our country and economy. Food, shelter, transportation, they're all open. But the government is telling people you don't have to work. If you don't want to work, if you feel like you can't get to work, if you feel sick, if you need to take care of your kid, if you got to do whatever you got to do, just take off and we'll pay you. In fact, your employer will pay you. So now they've totally messed it all up for all of us. This new law they just passed was probably the biggest abomination I've ever seen in my entire life. Massive amounts of money going to all the wrong people for all the wrong reasons. It's just terrible. But what can I do about it? I'm just one American that is just like you. We're stuck in the middle of all this, and we're going to pay for it all, right? So what we're talking about here today, let's start with health. We all need to stay cognizant of what this all about, supposedly, is health, is that people are going to die. People are going to get sick, and people are going to die. The guy that's in charge of the health, I can't remember his name, doctor something, he's saying that if we hadn't got on top of this, 2 million people would have died. But he's also saying that even because we're on top of, even in spite of us being on top of it, there's still going to be 100 to 200,000 people that die. Now, put that in perspective. About 30,000 people a year die from the flu anyway. And then about 50,000 people a year die from automobile accidents. And then another 50,000 a year die from cancer. And so when you put all that together, it's going to add up to be like, okay, our death rate will probably go up 50 to 75, maybe 100% from normal year, right? But there are 140 million, or no, is it 430 million people in the U.S. now, I think. I'll look that one up and get an accurate answer to that. But the bottom line is there's a lot of people. And we're talking about a very small percentage. In fact, I think our death rate is about 1%. Now, if you're that 1%, boy, that's not very much fun. I get that. But, you know, there is a natural selection process in this world. And that natural selection process is people get old and die. And the average age of these people that are dying from COVID virus, I believe, and I'm making this number up off the top of my head, I've heard it, I don't know exactly, it's somewhere around 80 years of age, maybe 79, something like that. I mean, that's pretty old, and you're pretty lucky to be alive at 80 years of age. So if this thing is just, you know, what we would call the natural cleanser of the earth, you know, coming in and cleansing out the old and leaving the new, that may be. In fact, that may be why. This is a joke, guys. I guess jokes don't work in times of trouble like this. It had been said, I had heard that somebody said, you know, the young people are out playing because they want us to all get sick and kill off all the old people so they don't have to pay our Social Security and Medicare the rest of their lives. Now, that doesn't sound very funny, does it? But the reality is that they have a different incentive in this situation than we do. They don't really see any incentive. Oh, well, I love my grandpa. I love my grandma. Mm-hmm. But you don't love the 87 other million grandmas and grandpas that you're paying for to live for the rest of their life for free. And not free, they paid into Social Security and Medicare. So again, you guys see how tricky this is to even have. There's no way you could go in public and have a conversation about this. It couldn't happen. In fact, I'll tell you one of the health problems that I'm already starting to see. People's tempers are starting to go up. I've noticed even in my own home, we're talking one or two decibels higher than we normally talk. It's like, come on, what if, and you just, I remember just saying, hold on, let's turn the volume down. Because we're making points, but we're frustrated. And people are frustrated, you're frustrated, I'm frustrated, because number one, nobody knows the answer. This isn't like what people said. Remember the first week I came on about this and I said, my friends are telling me, my employees are telling me, don't worry about this, Dell. Let's not make this a big deal. It will be gone, here and gone in no time. It'll be a V correction. And I said, you're out of your mind. I said, for 5 years, I've been looking for something that would deem itself to be bad enough to destroy the economy so that I could actually get back into deep, steep buying of real estate again, where we could really make massive, massive, massive returns, 200-400% returns again. I said, I've been waiting, and I've been telling people for the last 10 years, buy, 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 buy. I've never said stop. I've never negged anybody out and said, okay, let's wait to the next recession, because there was nothing there that showed any indication at all that there was going to be a recession. I said, but the second I see it, I will tell you. I promised you for 20 years on the radio that we'd tell you the truth. And I told you 2 weeks ago. Now, there's no incentive for me to tell you that. Do you understand? There's no incentive for me at all. The problems we're going through are so self-evident, there's no way you could lie about them. In fact, many, many people I see, I hear them on the radio and stuff, and they're going, oh, I'm so sad that there's all this stuff going on, but you should still stay with your 401k, stay with your IRA, blah, 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 blah. Wow. They are so self-centered. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. I hope in the first segment I made myself perfectly clear. My goal here is to try to have unbiased information out there on the street for people that maybe some of you, you know, don't have the time to listen to all the stuff. I know you probably don't have the time to read all the stuff, although I guess I could be wrong. Being the fact that everybody's been laid off, that may be wrong. But the bottom line is I want to get you the unbiased information. So let's cover some of this. Food are for health. We've talked about health. The numbers are getting worse. They're going to get worse before they get better. It is nowhere near over. They're just everywhere in the world. They haven't peaked. They haven't even peaked at New York yet. And then all the other areas have to follow. You have to understand that. It's not going to just disappear in Texas. It's going to make its way to Texas, and then it's going to have its own system of working itself through. So by the time New York is done, Texas may be in the middle of it. That's the way it's happened all over the country, all over the world. You know, one place is starting to come down while the others are starting to go up. It's going to be the same thing. Our country's the size of the rest of the world almost. I mean, I know that's a ridiculous statement in actuality, but in the amount of people, in the way our states are divided, it's like we're a giant country of giant countries. I mean, that's the reality. And so we're fighting this state by state, which is really like fighting it country by country. Bottom line, I'm going to leave health with this. We know as of right now, this thing is nowhere near over. Count on at least another month of it going up, and then how long it takes to come down on the other side. It might be 2 months more going up. We don't know. That's what some of the part that's scariest. Next, food and supplies. I'm seeing no problem getting food nor supplies out there. They're doing that, a good job of that. The grocery stores are incredible. They've upped their workload. They've hired more people. They're doing tens of thousands of products a day onto the shelves every day anew. The pipelines seem to be good at that. The fear would be if all the truck drivers get sick or the people that produce the food get sick and at some point they start rationing. That would be the fear. I don't see rationing right now. It's not going on at this point. Next, income. The government has tried everything they can do to take every poor person out there alive and give them free income. They're giving them unemployment for ungodly number of weeks. They're upping the amount of unemployment they can get for some period of time. They're taking people that can leave work and just say, I'm sick, or I want to go home and take care of my kids, and they're getting family leave where they're making employers pay for them even though they're not there. They've done everything they can do to put money into people's hands except one. They're not giving them the money and telling them what to do with it. And so when people get the money, do you think they're going to pay their rent? Well, here's the question that comes down to it. Let's talk about income now. Here's the question. Do you believe that people are generally good? Or do you believe that people are generally bad? Or do you have a ratio in mind of good to bad people? Now, here's an easy way to start the argument, if you want to create an argument. Democrats are 50% of the people, and Republicans are 50%. In fact, I think it's 40 and 40, and the Democrats have won popular vote for the presidency the last couple of times, so they have more votes. And the Democrats believe in something for nothing. Give everybody something. So we can say that half of the people in our country believe in working, and half of the people in our country believe in handouts. Now, I know that's a major overgeneralization, but we got to start somewhere. Now we'll back it back and say, okay, Dell, that's insane. There are good Democrats out there. Okay, what percentage of Democrats would pay their bills if they could? Okay, I don't know. We got to crack that back and find out. You can give me some numbers if somebody want to call in and tell me what percentage of Democrats you know are good and what percentage of Democrats are going to go home. Because right now they're making it where if you are a low-paid individual, you go on unemployment, you'll make more money on unemployment than you would at your job. So why would anybody want to come to their job? Now, remember, we still have to keep the grocery stores open. We have to keep the transportation centers open. We have to keep the medical centers open. What happens when these people realize that they can take no risk at all of being sick, stay home, and get unemployment that's as much or more than what they're earning as a job? Now, now we start that numbers. Now all of a sudden you go, well, nobody would do that. Tell everybody, these are Americans. They're good people. Hey, guys, you've never screened anybody. You've never been in real estate. We screen people. 40% of the people we screen can't get into our property to live there. Why? Because they lie, cheat, and steal. Because they're criminals. Because they don't pay their bills. Because they break leases, they sign contracts and don't stick to them. These are people that live by a different set of ethics than the rest of us live by. And what this bill has done is given these people the upper hand. They are now going to start teaching their kids to do what they believe is right, which is don't pay. Don't pay your bills. So now all these people are going to just drop out of the workforce. It's expected, according to what the economist said. The Treasury Secretary wouldn't agree to this, wouldn't admit it, but the economics guys have said it, that we're going to have a 24% loss in GDP. Normally you have a 2 or 3 or 4% gain in GDP. We're going to lose 24% of the entire economy because people aren't going to go back to work. We're going to have 20% unemployment. We have not had that since the Great Recession. 20% of the people are not going to go back to work. Why? Because they don't have to. Because this government gave them unlimited income without work. So what does that mean for the rest of us trying to keep businesses alive? It's going to be very difficult. We're going to have to figure out how to do business with just that other 40 to 50% of the people who will pay their bills. Because some people are worried about their credit. And that's where we're going to have to get on these people. They've already said there's no retaliation against people, right? Okay, you can't retaliate. Well, there is going to be a retaliation, although they'll probably stop this too. They're not letting you evict people for not payment now. That's gone. 120-day moratorium on evictions, right? So you can't evict people. So why would people pay? I would pay my bills. In fact, I'm going to pay my bills. Why? Because I want my credit to be good. If they're the same kind of people, they've got some savings. Remember, you have 401ks and IRAs, and you've got savings accounts, and you've got the rainy day slush fund. People will pay their bills and stop wasting money on things and cut back and pay the important bills that are good people. But the rest of you guys out there, you're not going to do that. You're going to stop paying the important bills and leave the money for fun and games and toys, drugs, cigarettes, alcohol. You know where you're going to spend your money. It's not going to be on paying your landlord or paying your light bill. In fact, they're already talking about moratorium on paying light bills, letting people not pay their electric and water and their utilities. You're laughing your head off right now. You're going, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't have to pay my rent. I don't have to pay my electric bill, my water bill, and I don't have to go to work, and they're going to send me a check for $1,200 and then unemployment for whatever God-given amount of time. Phew. Now I'm asking you guys, do you really think, are you really logical enough to believe that people aren't going to take advantage of that? Do you really believe that all people are good, honest, hardworking people? The answer is no. And you know it. I know it. We all know it. And so it's going to start to bite. So that's the income portion of things. Security, can't get a gun. Government has stopped giving licenses for guns. So you're out. you had one, you have one. If you didn't, you won't. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Guys, listen, I'm trying to walk you through this thing, but believe you me, I'm trying to walk myself through this thing also. And I own, let me think real quick, seven, eight, nine companies I own directly, and then I'm in 5 more companies that I'm a partner in. So I've got all these companies that I'm worried about. Not only that, we have 40,000 clients at Lifestyles Unlimited. Of them, probably 250 to 300 of them are what we call syndicators. They own multiple apartment complexes, and then we probably have another 500 individual apartment owners, and then thousands of single family owners. So we're all in this, and we're working on this thing together. A couple of things I want you to understand. Fear is false evidence appearing real, and it's rampant right now. We're all a little scared, right? And if those of you that aren't admitting you're a little scared, then it's because you're just trying to tough it out or whatever. But people are going to get edgy. They're going to get real edgy here as they start to see their finances dwindle. Realize, as of now, no finances have dwindled. People, we still have people paying rent. We still have people leasing units. Things are good, you know, out there. That's because they haven't gone a month without a paycheck, or two or three. And if they take and get all this money the government's getting and turn around and pay their rent, we won't have any problems at all. So some of our landlords, which are really, really good at creating the environment in their business where their customers believe that their apartment complex is their community, it's their home, they will value that and they will pay the rent. And then there will be other landlords out there, my God, don't know who they're going to be yet, but we're going to find them, who they treat their customers like crap, just like their customers. Have you ever walked into a gas station and asked somebody, can I use the bathroom? And they scream at you in some weird language. You don't know what language it is, but no. What is that? No bathroom. And you, I don't get it. What do you mean there's no bathroom? You can't get an operations or a building permit without a bathroom. You can't use our bathroom unless you buy our products. And that's how they create customers. That's how they like and take care of their clients. And, you know, you can get away with that if you're a gas station in the middle of a bad part of town or a gas station in a almost bad part of town. But if you treat people like that, that are decent middle class and up people, they're not going to want to come back there. And so there are landlords like that, guys. They're just that bad. They treat people just that poorly, and they're going to lose their clients. Or what really will happen is the clients won't go away. They'll stay because they don't want, they're going to not pay is what they're going to do. And they're going to do it despite the owner. And the owner's not going to want them to leave because he can't, first of all, can't evict them. And second of all, he doesn't want them to leave because he believes if it's empty, he has to do a make ready. And so he's kind of hoping the whole thing will blow over. And when it all blows over, the tenants will still be there and they'll just start paying again. All right. There's a summation of what you're going to see the people go down are thinking. That's how they feel. Let's take a look at what we know to be a fact. and worry about the fear. The fear is they're calling for 24% decline in GDP and a 20% unemployment. What does that mean to us? That means a disaster for the bottom hanging fruit in the business world. If you're not the best, you're going to be gone. If you're the best, but you're undercapitalized, you're going to be gone. It is going to happen, so just strap it on. Let's get going. Get it out. Get out the work. Let's get ready to go. You know, we need to get to work, get the shovel out and start digging. We got to do something, right? Problem is they won't let us do anything. We have to sit here at home. Those of us, though, that are business people, we're not just sitting at home. We have, like at Lifestyles, all of our training programs are over the internet. We have live video conferencing every day. We've got classes online every day. We've got the internet training program, which is 400 hours of training also for people. We have interconnectivity with all of our different types of video conferencing and Skype and everything else, and besides that, we have a TV studio so we can actually broadcast, simulcast everything we do out to the whole country. So I guess it's time for a plug for this. You know, you're sitting at home, you got nothing to do, and I'm telling you the recession is coming, and that's going to be a time for us to make a lot of money on real estate. I'm going to tell you in a second here when I think that's going to happen, but right now, get out your pencil because I want to tell you what you need to do. We have free workshops available that are online. You don't even have to leave your house. And all you have to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. All one link. Workshoplivestream.com. There's only one S, okay? If you go to that, I'm going to give you a bunch of times and places you can, you know, hook up and watch a free workshop because you're going to want to get involved because this is going to create and lead to some unbelievable great investment opportunities. But we got to get there. Next step. Where do you get your money at? Thing came out just the other day. I wanted to report this for everybody. Is that I read you can withdraw from your 401k up to $100,000 right now. And it's not limited by the 50%. Normally on your 401k, you can borrow out up to 50% of what you have in there, but not to exceed $50,000 in totality. Well, now you can borrow out everything you have in there not to exceed $100,000. So that means you can get 100 grand out right now. And for those of you who have been waiting and thinking about this, remember, you're borrowing that money out. You're not paying taxes on it. You have up to 3 years to pay it back. By then, we could have made 100% return on it. You know, who knows if this stuff goes crazy, we get some great returns. But whatever return you get on, it's better than what you're getting there, and you can turn around and pay it back. The interest you pay back to it will be to you anyway, so you're not paying anybody else interest to borrow the money. You're paying yourself interest, and then you're using the money to go make money, right? You have 3 years to either pay it back or 3 years to pay the taxes on it. So there's an opportunity to be thinking about. We have a lot of other tricks you can use to get to your money and ways you can invest. To get to them, you need to come to that free workshop. So again, I'm going to tell it to you one more time here. You need to get in here and get started up. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. All right, that's the end of my marketing. Let's go ahead and let's talk about emails. People send me emails. If you want to send me an email, send it to askdell@luinc.com. That's A-S-K-D-E-L, one L, askdell at L-U, which is Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., I-N-C, L-U-I-N-C.com, L-U-Inc.com is what it is. All right, first email comes up here, says, you know you've never been a fan of buying gold, but do you think it's wise now for the average Joe to add some gold to their portfolio during times when government is printing money like never before? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. For the same reason, I've always thought it was a really bad idea. Gold is a rock. I did a seminar one time live with Fox people. It was all their economists and different people they say are big in business and savings and finance. And I had there was about 500 people there. And I said, look, and there's 500 people in the audience. And there's just a panel. And the panel's about 8-10 guys and gals. There's women there, too. And they asked that question. And I said, look, you got 500 people in here. In this room of 500 people, I know of at least 30 people I've retired because they're my clients. They're here to see me, and I know them. So we can get proof that what I do retires people. I want to ask you out here, of all 500 of you, Have any of you ever met someone that made $1 million through gold? Now, I'm not talking about took their money they already made and stashed it in gold. I said, has anybody ever made any money in gold? Gold doesn't pay dividends, right? Gold is a gamble. It goes up and down. It's like just a giant casino. It has no real value. If tomorrow you had gold and I had lead and we were trying to get the same food, I guarantee you my lead would outdo your gold in 10 seconds. Not to mention you're never really going to get to your gold because unless you have it in a safe in your house, which is even crazier, because if you got gold in your safe at your house and I've got lead in my gun, I'm going to own your gold. I mean, you think about, you're thinking the gold is something that's sacred or sacrosanct. God, I can't even say the word. I'm sorry. It isn't. It's gold. It's a rock. It does nothing. No one gets rich with gold. People that are rich may own gold, but they didn't get rich with gold. It just doesn't happen that way. You need things that produce income. All right. Let's see here. Somebody's trying to call me. Well, they're not going to get through. We're on the radio. Next one here. This is actually an article. I'm going to read it to you. It says, next financial crisis. This is important for you to understand. The next financial crisis, somebody sent this to me. That's why I'm reading it to you. A collapse of the mortgage system. The mortgage finance system could collapse if the Fed doesn't step in with energy emergency loans to offset a coming value of missed payments from borrowers crippled by the corona pandemic. Whew, that's a mouthful. The mortgage companies could go bankrupt. We'll be right back to discuss that with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Again, we are following this COVID virus situation, and I'm trying to give you logical insights as to what's really going on, which means I'm reading like 1,000 hours a day of articles and things, talking to hundreds of people a day, being in 2 or 3 meetings a day with people and groups, and we're trying to figure this thing out. Now, these are some of the smartest people around, not me, the people that I'm with. These are some of the top real estate investors, CPAs, attorneys in the country. And the apartment associations is backing us also. And we're all trying to figure this thing out. But you understand, they dropped a thing on us, I guess it was, what is today, Monday? So they dropped it on us Friday, this new bill. And nobody understands. You know, when they write a bill, there's 900 pages of stuff. Nobody knows what it really says. And we're trying to figure that out right now. We're calling bankers. We're calling attorneys, CPAs. We've got everybody on the line. And just constant. I mean, I'm working harder now than I've probably ever worked in my entire life, trying to get people lined up on how to survive through this. So the next one I read right when we went to break was that the mortgage finance system could collapse. They read on down here further. It says, usually the mortgage companies can withstand a few borrowers failing to make payments, but the breadth of the coronavirus pandemic has sparked the industry estimates to be between 25 and 50% of all borrowers will be unable to pay. That could threaten the ability of the mortgage servicer, particularly non-bank servicers, to remain a going concern. So there it is, guys. I told you so. That's when we're looking for. When the mortgage companies start going down and these deals, you know, people have to, they're losing their properties, both in single family and multifamily. That's when we go to work buying, guys. That's what we're waiting for. That's what we're looking for. That's what it's all about. That is the, what do you call it? The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Although this isn't a rainbow, this is the pot of gold at the end of a virus. I don't know. And remember, when you buy things 50 cents on the dollar, this is important. If you take a property that's got 50% of the people not paying, they're not bringing in enough income to be able to pay their mortgages. They can't pay their expenses. And so they're going to lose it. Now, we come in and we buy at 50 cents on the dollar. I say, well, won't we be broke too? No. Because at 50 cents on the dollar of operating costs, we have the ability to, at that time, go in there and charge lower rent and take all the people that will pay away from all the properties that have people that will pay by beating them on price. We can afford to offer a lower price than everybody else. I did this many times in the past. One time I did it, I had 320-unit vacant apartment complex. Actually had 25% occupancy when we bought it. We evicted the other 25% because they were all criminals, and we got rid of them all. And so we had to fill it back up. And when we did, we put three apartment complexes, one on each side of us and one in front of us, out of business. Why? We took all their tenants. We charged half what they charged, put them out of business. Then we raised the rents right back up to normal, and boom, we were right back worth what we were before it was worth 25 cents on the dollar. And I did buy that one about 25 cents on the dollar. Particular situation. So you understand what I'm saying. This is something we've been through before. We know how to do it. And we've got to get on it. That's all there is to it. We've got to get on it. All right, next email here. It says, I listened to the show today and you said the smart move was to wait on purchases or buy a steep discount. I was wondering what you thought would be the fallout on current foreclosures for sale. Looking at one tomorrow and not really planning on jumping in at this moment, I would like to get started, but your advice and the new passive investor on the show today would have been directed at me if I completed the certification this year and was waiting until the expo decided to respond. So I have about $90,000 in cash and $200,000 in equity, and I haven't pulled out yet due to the debt and income imbalance. I will be getting over $500,000 in the next 6 months after my divorce is over. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on things currently in foreclosure, I would appreciate it. So I'm going to tell this gentleman the same thing. First of all, I want to tell you that normally if I would answer this email 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I would have told the gentleman, man, you are tire kicking. What do you mean you're going to wait? You waited all the way until the expo to do something, and then you took all the classes, and you're going to get certified, and you're doing, you're just educating yourself to death and not doing anything. What are you doing? That would have been my response. Because this is a very, very type B person. This is analysis paralysis type conversation he's having in this email. Fortunately for him, this is the absolute best time, first time, always time, where that type of psychology will work. Now, the question is, when I tell him to pull the trigger, when we get to the other side of this disaster, and he's got all that money, will he believe me to pull the trigger? I'm going to tell him right now, no, don't buy something in foreclosure right now, because it's not really in foreclosure. It's probably just something that the bank is going to sell back at full market price, because nothing is selling below market price right now. Not foreclosures, not really. So The prices we're going to be able to get in 8 weeks are going to be ungodly. They're going to be unheard of. And I've got all these people in my ear telling me, no, it won't happen, Dell. It won't happen. There's so much money going to be chasing all those deals that we're just going to be just out there fighting with everybody else because there's so much money chasing those deals. And the answer is, yes, there is. But there are going to be lots of deals. And the other part of the answer is it's going to be difficult to get financing. It's going to be difficult to operate them. There's going to be all kinds of additional difficulties that only experienced real estate investors will be able to get maneuver. And so here's a guy who normally I would think is the tire kicker wasting his time that I'm going to have to vote on. Hey, maybe it is time to hang out for a few weeks. Remember, we don't know where this country's going right now. We have no idea. This could be even worse than what I'm thinking it's going to be. I could see it spiraling into almost a death spiral, in which case I'm going to have all kinds of plans. We're going to have to worry about things like guarding our houses and stuff, right? Maybe it won't get that bad, but maybe they won't even let us buy. Maybe they won't even let us charge rent. They may mandate free housing for everybody. Who knows what the government will do? They've already done more than I've ever thought they would do. I mean, I'm not talking about giving away $6 trillion to people that don't deserve it. I'm talking about telling people they don't have to go to work and get that money. Whew. What has our government come to? Well, stick with me. I'll be doing this all week, every day, because this stuff will be changing by the day. And as I get the information, I will get it out to you, so you do not want to miss these radio shows each day. Stick with me, and remember, folks, we're not doing this for some money. We're doing this for a complete lifestyle, one that we're either going to lose right now if we do it wrong, or win if we do it right. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.